Welcome to the Next Level Business Podcast for entrepreneurs who are looking to take their business and wealth to the next level. Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. Excited podcast today. We've got special guest on, Mark from the Neil Patel Agency.
Thanks, Josh. Welcome.
So Mark, you want to tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do and who you're with?
Yeah, glad to. So I'm Mark Elkington. I'm one of the senior account executives here at Neil Patel. Neil Patel is one of the thought leaders in the industry for digital marketing, search engine optimization, a name that's been around for quite a while. And then a number of years ago, he decided to develop his own agency around his brand so he could work with more companies and not just, you know, those big time blue chip General Motors, Facebook type companies that he had been working more exclusively with previously. So I'm a part of his team and happy to be jumping on here today with Josh and Shane.
Awesome. Yeah, so we decided to kind of bring Mark on from the agency. So Mark is my actual sales rep that spoke to me. And, you know, I like to keep my money where my mouth is. So I'm actually using this agency right now for my SEO, for actually two of my companies. And so we decided to form a partnership and we brought them on to share with you guys, because I know a lot of people struggling. You know, me and Shane talk about this all the time, the two major things that they struggle with. What would you say it is, Shane?
Well, digital marketing has become the new thing, right? Like all the old sources of marketing are kind of out the window almost, and digital marketing is the way to go. So I've got a customer, for instance, that, you know, he was heavily into TV and billboards. And at the end of the year, you know, after about 6 months of, you know, just digging into what kind of returns he's actually getting on the TV and billboard side, we couldn't come up with any plausible number of what he was actually, what kind of return he was getting that was worth a damn. And, you know, we went to the digital media route and we interviewed a couple of people, and that is a difficult thing to do in and of itself. You and I talk about it. You always have people that tell you they can get stuff done, right? And everybody knows a guy in Florida, right? A guy in Denver. You know, there's always a guy that somebody knows. It's become kind of like a realtor. You know, everybody knows a realtor. Your neighbor's a realtor. Your family member just became a realtor. And they all get butthurt if you don't use them, right? But on digital marketing, it's the same way. Everybody knows somebody that does it. And but it is hard to decipher who's legit and who's not. And so, Josh, you've been at this for many, many years, and you can testify to how legit these guys actually are. And so, you know, we want to have these deep dives from time to time. You know, this podcast is all about helping business owners get better. And we have a lot of business owners on and they inspire us. You know, these are everyday business owners. But then there are times where we just got to get down to the nitty gritty of business and what makes it go. And digital marketing is one of those things that we're passionate about, and we feel like we have got to have deep dives on this topic because it is so incredibly crucial these days.
Yeah. And once you get that part figured out and the financials, I mean, success is easy after that. That's why I've been like you said, I've been doing it for a long time. I built my first website in 2007 on Yahoo Sites. When that was all around to like get built, and it was horrible. And you know, I had to like try to work on SEO back then and try to learn it, and been through a bunch of different companies who claim they know how to do stuff, and always feeling like, well, it's not quite there. Next month, you know, it's looking better, but we never ever achieve the goal, right? Like the goal is never achieved. It's always like, yeah, we're going to do this and then we're going to change that, and it's looking good, but it never gets accomplished. So wanted to bring on Mark here with us to kind of explain a little bit about what their company does, how they do it, why they're different, And then I'm going to give you my perspective as from the customer side. Okay. You know, we're only bringing legit people onto the podcast. And I'm a customer of theirs. And I believe in it so much that I've told them, like, hey, let's form a partnership. And we want to bring it to you guys. So, Mark, would you tell us a little bit about what sets you guys apart from like other companies? What would you say is like some of the major?
Sure. I think that in the digital marketing space, everyone can start talking about deliverables, right? Oh, we're going to build this content. We're going to write this blog. We're going to get this link. We're going to do this stuff. And you're going to hear that type of language pretty much whomever you speak with. One, I'd say, fundamental difference with Neil Patel, other than the fact that our name and our brand and the quality of our work, and you can see that, and that's very, you know, easy to find and easy to discern. One thing that is a little bit different about us is we want the people that we're working with to see what we're doing in real time as we're actually doing it. And you can kind of look for things like that, almost tells when you're speaking to someone who is basically making an overture to you. Hey, I'm really good at this task. I'm really good at this skill. In fact, I'm so good at it, you ought to pay me to do it for you. And digital marketing is an industry that is a little bit unique, like in the SEO world. Like, if you're telling me you're really good at it and it's important, then where do you rank? So I always tell people, well, we want people to see us. We want people to find us. So we have done for ourselves what we are professing to do for others. So I often will tell clients, I maybe even told this to you, Josh, I don't recall for sure, but go Google some stuff about search engine optimization. Go try to learn about conversion rate optimization or how to run paid campaigns or how do you write good content? How do you get good backlinks? How do you make your site run faster or have better technical kind of foundations? Just don't even include Neil's name. Just say that stuff. We're going to show up a fair bit. And so that type of work that we have done for ourselves is the same work we do for our clients. And when a client engages with us, we show that to them. So it's like the opposite of, I'll use like an analogy from a movie, like The Wizard of Oz. Right? The guys, they're getting in the big room and there's all the fire and everything with the wizard. And he says, pay no attention to that man behind the curtain, right? There's a lot going on in front of you. You kind of get a sales pitch, you know, a lot of buzzwords, a lot of whatever. But don't really look at what's really going on. We're not going to really show you. We're not going to get too specific about it. We're going to keep it really general. We're going to keep it really loose. We're going to just use kind of the language and it sounds okay. And just go and do that. And then once you're in, it's, yeah, don't worry about how we're doing it or what our keyword research entails or how do we get the link or whatever. Whereas with us, we want people to see it because we know it is literally the best SEO in the world that you can get. And we don't just prove that by being ranked ourselves, but also our clients, we want them to see that. So I'd say, I mean, there's other things, but those two things come to mind as more broad kind of market differentiators for how we like to work versus maybe what people are used to seeing.
Yeah, that is true. The transparency that you guys have, I've never seen it before. And I've hired a lot of people to do a lot of different, whether it's accounting or, you know, graphic design or video editing or anything, any business service, the level of transparency that you guys have. I've never seen it before. So I always know what you guys are doing and working on. Multiple times a week, I'm in contact with Kimberly. So she's my account manager. She's awesome. And so I know what's going on, you know, at all times. Now, you have worked at other agencies before you came here?
I have, yeah. Earlier in my career, I worked at some other agencies prior to this one.
Yeah. And I know some agencies, you know, they're like from a customer perspective, I always feel like that, you know, they're trying to like do the least amount of work and, but still bill me, you know, whatever they're billing me. Right. Sure. But with you guys, you know, like, I don't feel like that. Can you shed some light on that? Like what do you notice like at other agencies, and how you guys like, alleviate that, by sharing that information?
Sure. At some agencies, and again, it's kind of some tells that you can look for. Some agencies, they won't really talk shop with you too much. And that's kind of a sign that maybe the depth of understanding is not quite so good as you'd like. It's a little shallower. One thing also that I think is a bit of a tell is the way that you're built. So for your listeners, maybe some of you have experienced this, when you're going to get into a 6-month engagement, you're going to get into a 12-month engagement, and those terms are pretty clear, but the first month is $10,000 and then months 2 through 12 are $1,000. What that usually indicates when a company is massively front loading, like some is normal with audits and things you have to do, you know, that's common for us too, a little bit. But if your first month is 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 times a charge, you know, in terms of, you know, dollars that your, all your other months, subsequent months would be, that sometimes is a sign that they're expecting you to not be pleased in a few months. Their expectation, and this is why they're billing you this way, because they need to make money, right? So if they can bill Josh 10 grand in month one, and then in month two, it's a grand, and in month three, it's a grand, and that's, you know, 12 grand or whatever. If he's unhappy and they can't keep him and he bails or whatever, well, they got a lot of money up front. And so that's something to maybe be looking for. We don't do that ourselves. Our idea here is we're a lower margin company. We charge only what we really need to in order to get the work done. The other thing I'd say that's different for this agency than others I've worked at is there's no packages. We don't have a gold, silver, bronze. We don't have a, you need to upgrade to the deluxe, super bonus, premium, all American, you know, whatever. We don't do that. That's nonsense, right? So, and the reason it's nonsense is because an SEO, I don't know what you need yet. Like if this was Josh and I's first conversation, you remember what that was like, Josh, I was asking questions. We were talking about your competitors. And when you asked me how much is it going to cost, I told you the truth. I'm not sure yet. I think it's going to be roughly in this neighborhood, but I have to go see how strong you are and how strong your competitors are in these different kind of areas that we're likely to be working. So I know how much work we need to scope. Maybe we don't need a lot of content work. Maybe we need a ton of technical work. I don't know yet. So we customize everything so there's no wasted spend. There's no overcharge. There's no, you know, wonky billing cycle. And that all makes sense for us if the idea that we're professing is true. We don't have high margins on our charges. We're just doing what we need to do. And we need to keep our churn, our turnover rate, really low, which it is. And that's one of the reasons that this type of thing works. So it's not that salesy sale. It's relationship building. You know, we're more into relationships and we want to work with people for multiple years. You know, that's really our main goal. And so we act that way. I mean, you can see it right from the first interactions, we hope, when you talk to us.
You know, I was at one of the jobs that I go to yesterday and we were having this conversation. So they hired a guy in Florida, right? Mm-hmm. And so they had to give him, I forget, 4 to 6 grand up front, and they did 500 a month, but we have no idea what's going on. And I had this conversation with him yesterday. I actually took some of your presentation and I showed him, I said, these are the things we need to be seeing on a monthly basis, because I don't have the control to hire a different company in that company that I'm working for. I don't get to choose, right? So I'm always just trying to chip away at, is this guy really providing value for money? You know, to get $500 a month, it's a roofing business. And we have not gotten one lead from that in 7 months. Not one lead. And we get no reports on a monthly basis that show us what's going on. We have no idea. Right. And so I showed him some of the reports that you give out on a monthly basis. And I was begging for that transparency. You know, what I love about digital marketing versus, you know, let's say TV or billboard. TV or billboard, it's very, very difficult to measure if it's effective or not. It's very difficult to discern where that lead came from. But on the digital marketing side, you know immediately where that lead came from. And you can measure it. And it's the most measurable product that's out there. So it's very easy to ascertain what you're spending versus what you're getting back. So you can easily see this return on investment, right? And if you're going to pay somebody, you know, $400,000, $500,000, $800,000 a month, they need to be giving you reports to show you how you're doing. How does your website rank? And every single time you get a new report, it should be just a little bit better, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's hard to calculate ROI if you don't know, well, where's it going? What's it doing for me? What are the tasks that are being completed? When are they planned to be completed? You know, like, what have you done? What are you doing right now? How is what you're doing right now going? And then what are you doing next? And when are you doing it? You know, it's because as that work gets completed and you can see it in the results, I mean, it's almost to me a strange thing that that's not more common out there, because how is a business owner supposed to be comfortable, trust your company, develop a relationship with you, and work with you a long time? My only thinking is it's not that that's some strange leap to get to. It's that that's not really their intent. It's front-loaded billing, high turnover. We can live with that. And again, it's these kind of markers that you're talking about.
Yeah. So these guys charge $500 a month. Can you tell me, are they really doing anything each month to earn that?
For $500 a month, that's basically nothing. For what you can do with good. And again, I don't know. I'm just speaking in general terms. But for us, for example, if you came to me, Shane, and said, I've got a $500 a month budget, what should I do? And I want to work with Neil Patel. And this happens all the time with us. We say, okay, you're not ready to work with us because there's nothing we can do for $500 a month that's going to make you happy. Taking your money, right, would be the thing that you'd think would make us happy. And most agencies will just say, hey, however much money you have, we'll take it. Let's just go for it. We will say that's not enough in your business with your competitive landscape, the keywords you want to go after, how, you know, difficult that would be and how competitive that mixture is. And based on where you are at right now, there's almost nobody in any industry that could get any real benefit from that type of spend unless they were willing to do it for a few years, you know, before they saw some nice returns. So to my mind, I wouldn't take a client that has that much, not because we don't want to work with people, but because we're trying to find people that would be the right fit and that we can actually help for the right budget and the right, you know, industry and that type of thing. So it's hard to say for sure, but I don't have a lot of confidence in that.
Okay. So as a business owner, you've got this ad spend, right? And you don't know what to do with it. Most guys out there are like me. They have no idea what's going on the digital marketing side like you guys do. We're going at this blind. We don't know who to trust. Everybody's saying they can do this stuff for us. Break down the ad spend for us. Like, is it better to go after Google ads or is it better to do SEO? Is it better to do, you know, Facebook ads?
It's a great question. It's circumstantial.
The business owner that doesn't know
how he's doing. So we've got a bucket of money. We got to know where is it going, and we can't do everything. So we got to make some choices here. Right. And really, cause we do paid campaign management, you know, we do search engine optimization, we do conversion rate optimization. And I have this type of conversation commonly where it's, where should the money go? And really it circumstantially depends on what the goals are that company has and where their revenue is really at. The reason I say that is because take search engine optimization versus paid media. Paid media is faster. You can put together a campaign, get it plugged in and start running it and see clicks, right, within a handful of days. And you can track them. You can see them. I'm paying per click and my ad spend is this. And it's really easy. It's really fast. But when you turn it off, it's over. It's like you never did it in the first place. So that has the immediacy benefit. And if that's the biggest need, then that's the right tool. And then if on the SEO side, that's something that pays off bigger and bigger over time. The spend is usually pretty flat, but the kind of return is curved. You're going to start, for example, Shane, to give you for instance, let's say we had a $4,000 a month spend, right? You and me, I would tell you, just like I told Josh, month one, you're spending, say, $4,000 or whatever it is. Your return on that spend is going to basically be zero in month one because we're running audits. We're getting the work started. We're just starting 12 months, right? And then in month two, you're getting a return, but it's probably not quite to four. And then in three, you're getting a bigger return. And at some point, we're going to break even, right? And then go past it. So SEO, you need a bit of a runway and you need to be okay with a delayed return. Oh, okay. Go start a new show. Or I'll help you in just a minute. Okay, that's okay. You can. Sorry, I wasn't joking with the kids that I have. You know, we really do have a few running around. So
from home, man.
That's, yeah, just it's the lifestyle, right? You know, it's like, who knows if any of us are wearing cats, right?
Went for the cat to go across the screen.
Yeah, the cat to go across the screen to screw the whole thing up, right? No cats, just young children. So it fulfills a similar thing, right? They bite stuff and scratch each other. So, so paid spend, immediate, but doesn't have the long-lasting benefit. It doesn't have anything that really grows. SEO is all about long-term. It's all about growth. It's all about kind of each month you're having a greater return than you were, but it takes a few months to get it going. So you have to be comfortable with that. So that's why I mentioned, where's the company at revenue-wise? Like, is that okay with them? Or are they not in a position where that's okay? Or what's the need and how immediate is it? Is there a seasonal component to that? Are we already in that season, or are we a few months away from it? Like, November is a great time to, for example, start an SEO campaign if it's a seasonal company that sees things pick up in the spring, right? By the time that picks up, the SEO would be in rhythm and we're seeing some good returns because we've moved them up the rankings for the keywords they wanted. So that just, it kind of plays off of which one you need. And then conversion rate optimization is a little bit more immediate too. It's less involved with bringing the traffic to you and ranking you for terms as it is helping the site to convert and capture leads or buyers better. But this type of conversation, Shane, I have with people the first time we talk to them. What are your circumstances? How are things going? Where's your revenue? What are your products? What's the business model? What's your competition look like? And then that helps us discover, what do you need? What do you not need? How much of it? And how should we proceed? So like we said, custom.
Yeah. How much should a business owner be focusing on Facebook and Instagram?
Facebook and Instagram are really just different platforms on which to run paid ads. So again, it just kind of depends on the industry they're in. We often want to make sure that others are having success in that channel and in that industry, so we're not having to, you know, make a risky spend. But we have an entire department that just does paid campaign management. So if we were going to say engage and we're thinking we might need paid, we'd bring in some of our paid people to run an audit on what you're doing or look at the channels that we should be focusing on, because sometimes it's just AdWords, sometimes it's all Facebook, sometimes it depends on kind of what the need is and what the vertical is.
Okay, so that's really good. So you guys break up your paid into, it could be Google Ads, it could be Facebook Ads.
Yeah.
It just depends on, you guys run the audits to see your typical industry, what's more effective?
Yeah, we would make recommendations based on what competitors are doing, what the circumstances are with the client, what the vertical is, you know, all of those types of things play into what we probably should be doing. Also, what they've already been doing, because sometimes we'll find people, they're already doing a bunch of this or a bunch of that. And, you know, and so we just need to kind of take that and improve on it. Other times it's, I don't know, I'm not doing anything. What should I do? So each iteration is going to be a little bit unique.
Okay, that's very good information for the business owners out there, because I was in one before, and the agency that came in, they never really broke down, we're just going to go after Google Ads.
Right. Right.
They never really talked about any other type of paid media and did audits. And we saw the data, you know, the breakdown of why we need to do Google Ads versus other type of paid media. So that's a good point you're talking about.
Yeah. And I want to add to that too, Shane. You know, they maybe did that by design, because at the end of the day, I like to, you know, I talked about this. I did a talk recently at ClickFunnels, and I was trying to tell people, like, you know, I'm sitting on the toilet, right? I'm getting ads for roofing companies in Waco, Texas. You know, like, for service businesses, it's so hard to go onto Facebook and try to find a customer who needs an immediate service done. Like, a plumber is going to be extremely hard. How would you target on Facebook who has a leak? Right. And so maybe by design, they chose to go with AdWords because people go to Google to solve their problems. Right. If you have a service business, in particular, roofing, leak, you know, plumbing, car wash, lawn mowing, that kind of stuff, the return, I feel, is better, you know, on Google for that, because you're solving an immediate need. Now, maybe like e-commerce stuff, you know, that stuff is really good for Facebook. So I like to always add that, you know, there's a lot of service business owners now who are really confused as to, you know, I hear about Facebook and I should be doing this, I should be doing that on Instagram, but you're missing out on the Google traffic. You know, if somebody needs an immediate service and you're not showing up, you're going to miss out on them. I think someone messaged me, they had an auto repair shop, you know, and they needed, you know, they do like alignments and, you know, fixing different cars. Like that would just be extremely hard to target, you know, on Facebook. So that's something to always keep in mind. Mark, what just can you cover like a little bit overview of like the onboarding whenever you guys bring a customer on? Can you just like kind of touch on that?
So like our process or what we're looking for in a client or?
Yeah, a little bit of both. Yeah, just like
okay, sure. Yeah, sure. So the process that we go through first, if a person, you know, comes into our funnel, if you will, at the top, they filled out a form or there was a, you know, questionnaire. They maybe visited Neil's blog. There's things you can click on, you know, calls to action. And then what typically happens from that point is depending on the type of lead, you know, as we would refer to it in that case, they would be contacted often by someone who is going to talk to them just a little bit, qualify kind of the lead just initially. And then once they've talked just a tad about, you know, what you do and what you're, you know, making sure we know your domain and who you are and what your role is with that company, all that kind of thing. Once that's all squared away and they're thinking it would be good to take it from there, they would send it to someone like me and I would set up what's called a discovery call, which usually runs about an hour. And we sit down and talk about some of the stuff we've alluded to already, right? What are your circumstances? What's your competition? How's your model? What's your revenue looking like? Just, you know, the details we'd need if we were then to take it further. And as a part of that call, what I do is I'm trying to understand the fit, you know, is this going to be a good fit? Is this, you know, person, you know, the company they're running, are they big or small? Do they have, you know, capital for this type of thing? What's their time frame for doing it? Do we feel that their product or service is something that we'd like to help promote or be a part of? Because, you know, I don't know if we're lucky or smart, but our whole thing is we have a lot of people to talk to. We're busy. We want to find the right ones. You know, our issue isn't finding people to talk to. It's getting the right fits. Do we feel like we can really help you? Do we like what you're doing? You know, you're sharp and you're engaged and we like your product and we like your service and we just that kind of stuff. We're trying to find a fit because our expectation is that once we start working with you, we'll be working together a long time and it's going to go really well. So we're pretty deliberate, to be honest, in the front end. None of this one call close. I'm supposed to make you feel anxious and you're supposed to feel like I'm the only one that can solve your problem that you didn't even know you had till I proved it to you with some nonsense, you know, whatever. It's not that, right? It's a, let's figure this out. Let's understand each other. Let's both have some buy-in, right? You want to work with us after talking to us, you feel like we're a good fit and likewise, right? If that's how we feel, I develop a campaign with our team, bring that back to them so they can see what it is that we'll be doing, and then start the engagement, connect them with their account manager and start moving into fulfillment.
Awesome. So guys, that's going to be the overview there. And because we're a partner with them, we have a special offer for you guys. So if this sounds like something that you're interested in, you can click the link below. There'll be a special link below this. You can fill out the form on my website. I'll make a warm introduction over to Mark. We put together something special for you guys. If things work out and you sign on with them, also, if you listen to this on audio, you can go over to joshpather.com, and fill out the contact form there. And we'll also, get that over to Mark, and we can get started. Mark, do you want to cover maybe just a little bit about like the criteria of, who would be a good fit for you guys? Maybe like,
sure. We work with pretty much anybody in terms of what they do. You know, maybe you rent skis, maybe you're a, you know, an accountant, maybe you sell, you know, chew toys. You know, it doesn't really matter in that sense. Things you want to be prepared for is our engagement length. For SEO is 12 months. For conversion rate optimization or paid ads, it's 6, because again, those are a little faster. So we can see the turnaround being a little shorter for yields. So those are 6 month. SEO is 12. Typical spend in terms of a minimum for the point that you want to be ready for or comfortable with, you know, in terms of a minimum spend. We don't technically have minimum spends on SEO, but in general, unless you're really tiny and really local and it's really specific and you have one competitor, you generally want to start thinking around $2,000 a month or more. We have clients that it's 15 or 20. We have clients that it's 3 or 2 or whatever, you know, and so you just want to have just kind of a loose understanding of that. We like generally talking to people who are pretty much ready to get after it. Like if we're able to find a fit and develop a strategy that everyone, you know, can buy in on and be happy with, that it wasn't just a theoretical exercise. You know, it's something that we're ready to get after. Right. So that would just be a few things I'd say, if that helps answer your question, Josh.
Yeah, sure. So guys, if you guys want to get in touch, if it sounds like you're ready for this, obviously you want to be established and running. If you just started, or if you're drop shipping, this is not the right partner for you. But if you're established and you want to go to the next level, then definitely head over to my website, fill the form out, or click the link below, fill that out. You know, we'll have a discussion. If it's a good fit, we'll get you over to Mark. If not, we do have other options available for you. And then also, yeah, just in the couple of months that I've been there, I mean, my rankings have gone up. I would say my traffic is up, I think 20%. And I've been a client now for about 4 months. I think we're on month four, month three. So yeah, they do great work. I'm a testimonial of it. And yeah, definitely reach out. Shane, any parting words?
No, we appreciate the time. Digital marketing is very, very important. And, you know, we'll probably revisit digital marketing again in the future, man. It's just such a crucial part of business these days from a business owner's perspective. So we appreciate your time, sir.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
Thanks, guys.